Hey, it's Harry and Dana's boss, back for another week that was. It started well with Dana completely shutting Harry's segment down.
Yeah. Terrible words of wisdom this morning. I've dissected them all. We've come to the conclusion that they're rubbish. And now you can hit play on the next thing.
Then, like usual, the show descended to talking about elephant genitals with no regard for the broadcasting standards of decency. But would we have it any other way?
When a male elephant is mating, because they can't jump and their hips, they can't move because of their size, the penis actually does all the work on its own.
Great.
But anyway, it depends on whether you can put that on air or not.
It's already gone
it's
to
on
air.
It gets worse. Now the guys are neglecting basic hygiene.
I forgot to put on deodorant this morning. I'm so sorry. I ran out of the house.
While we're on personal hygiene, Dana revealed this about dear Hairy Harry.
Do you know how you clipper your entire body? Imagine doing that every day.
I don't think everyone knew that.
No,
I've just told you that in confidence.
Harry, they know now. He clippers his entire body.
It's a lot of effort.
I'm very hairy. I usually do it in the backyard because all the excess hair that gets trimmed off blocks the drain in the sink.
Essentially, he needs to be taken to a dog groomer.
The guys offered their expert opinion on why magpies swoop.
But I seemed to be attacked a lot by magpies when I was a kid.
They can sense your fear.
Well, I know I had a big head. I don't know if that was an easy target.
Maybe they're intimidated.
So I would be riding on my push bike merrily around the streets, and then the magpies would swoop and attack me. Maybe I annoyed them somewhat and it made its way around the family of magpies.
I've heard magpies are gossips, so maybe.
What's with the bird chat, guys? Now we're playing Peacock Calls on the Air. Is this the National Geographic Channel?
Do you know what a peacock sounds like?
I've seen peacocks at the zoo, but I never heard their call.
Well, this is a peacock call if you haven't heard it before.
Oh, God.
She describes that as such fun to hear. Wow. Is that fun to hear?
Sounds like a high-pitched kazoo.
Harry and Dana chat with big stars every week and always ask the important, hard-hitting questions.
Okay, Casey Donovan, final question. What is your favourite breakfast food?
Oh, bacon and eggs.
Oh, me
incredible.
Too.
All right. Didn't even have to think about it.
Then a concerned member of the community called in after witnessing Harry at the supermarket.
So, yeah, he just absolutely loses it when he can't get his banana at Aldi.
She'd also witnessed Dana's behaviour in the workplace.
She's really learnt how to debate and stamp her feet.
As you can hear, it's an absolute joy dealing with these two. And that's your week that was.